I was just ringing to find out about the emission testing I was asking and finding out about.
You there? I was just ringing up, asking about, I'm basically trying to go through BASS engineering for my car, but they said I needed to get a, like on the dyno to test for emissions, I think it was. And that's something you guys do, I'm told, or I've been advised that you guys do it. But you guys do, so you guys don't do the certification, you guys just do the emission testing, is it? You pass on to who, sorry? So I was, so far the, I spoke to one which was VASS 1089. Yeah, I think I'll just put on speakerphone and try to straighten my phone. Yep. 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 Okay, so 0421-186-375. And so that's the engineering place that you generally do. Yeah, okay. So what you're saying is for the emission test, generally speaking, the engineer works with a specific emission test. Yeah, okay, because this is for an Evo 8, so I think I was recommending it for the all drive aspect of it. E85. So I was tuning Camwell by OE Performance. Yeah, it's got the a 2.3 litre stroker kit. So it's their 600 OE 600 package, which is cams, head work, bigger turbo, manifold, inlet, and exhaust. It's got one cat up the front, right at the dump. I don't know about it in a second. I'm not 100% sure because I'm actually in the process of buying the car, but I'm trying to gather a little bit of information beforehand to make sure I'm not buying something that I'm going to end up getting defected and then be in the world of hurt. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. So then, yeah. Well, okay. So it's a bit of a headache. Okay. So I'd need to speak to the number you gave me, speak to them and see what they would. So ten grand on the harder side of things, like, because you're saying it'd be relatively hard. Would you say 10 grand would be because it's hard? All right, so it's about a 6 grand there for the emission test tune, and his fees would be about 6 grand, and then plus whatever needs to be changed along. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, okay, but you were saying to have to speak to the people that maybe built the engine and see if it's going to be okay. Yeah, the engine is a 1650. Yeah, okay, so that it, so 1650, okay. So then I guess my next phone call I have to make is speaking to Yeah, of course. Yeah, because that's the thing. I didn't want to buy the car and then find out there's just no way. If I get a defect, then I'm pretty much up shit creek is the idea. And that's what I'm. That's why I'm trying to do a bit of research prior to just going balls in on the car, because it's a lot of money for a car that have a problem. But yeah, because I spoke to one guy that was 1086. He's like, oh yeah, this should be really easy. Didn't say easy. He said, yeah, it's engineerable. That shouldn't be too bad from what you've said. But then I just spoke to wow, this is a real gamble to buy the car and then find out if you can do it or not. Yeah, okay. All right, well, I might do that then. I appreciate your time and information. Okay.